local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are at 12:10 here on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you for another edition of your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank. And we're going to talk some tourism-style stuff here today. Glenda Smith from Owatonna. Visit Owatonna, Owatonna Tourism, yes. Everything else, and I'm sure you heard every possible title out there. And
yes, we kind of do it all. We're a part of,
exactly.
We're a part of everything.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want, too,
because by
being involved with everything, then you can get everyone else involved in everything, too.
Exactly.
And
it's
that
all
helps
about
the community.
community, for sure. Definitely.
I mean, we go back to the last time we had you right after the Model T tour was here.
Yes.
And, you know, that took a lot of people to make something like that happen.
It sure did.
You know?
It was a great event. I continue to hear so many great comments about that event, both from the attendees and the community alike. So yeah, that is exactly the type of community activity we like to see, is everybody's involved. There's something for everybody to be a part of, and we love that.
And if there's not something that, you want to be a part of, just bring it up. I'm sure you can find something.
For sure. There's lots of different ways to get things started. And if there's different ideas out there, I'm a great person to start the conversation with and making connections to different organizations and businesses within our community that can help lead some of those ideas to fruition.
Yeah, and even better, if you have just some sort of an idea that's maybe not fully formed, you and the rest of the folks at the chamber and everyone else, you can just kind of put your heads together and really get it to take off, I guess.
For sure. There's a lot of ideas that you don't see come to life for months, years sometimes. So it's all the idea starting that gets things moving.
So Thanksgiving, of course, only 2 days away, which means does that officially put us in the holiday season?
I would say we are officially in the holiday season.
Okay. Some people that started back on November 1st,
yeah,
others back, it never ends.
Started to see events even throughout this week that I would definitely say are connected to the holidays.
Yeah, I've been seeing the decorations going up around town, that sort of thing. I know they were working downtown earlier this week.
Yep.
But let's just talk specifically here. I want to focus on Saturday, first of all.
Yeah, sure.
The shop small kind of concept, because it's very easy just to go online and find what you want from big box stores that have no connection to us or through Amazon, something like that. But it's always better if you can support the local businesses.
Absolutely. And we have so many great businesses to choose from in our community. So our Shop Small Saturday is always a big event around town. And many of our local businesses are doing little special events as a part of that day. And you'll see Brad Meyer and Brad Fisher kind of running around doing some interviews that day with those businesses. So that's a fun way to keep connected. And there's always something unique about the gifts that you can find. If you're out doing some gift shopping, the small businesses are a great place to start. And it supports our local community as well.
And again, if there's something that you're looking for that you can't find, just talk to the business owners. Chances are, if they can't get it, they could find someone that can.
Exactly. I think that's one of the fun things about small business, is there's a lot of flexibility to, again, start the idea and kind of throw it out there. You never know what they're able to do.
And you talk about Brad and Brad being out there, out and about. But this is a true definition of it really taking the whole team to pull off something like this. Of course, a lot of the activity happens in the downtown district, so you get
Definitely.
Lisa involved.
Yep,
but
all
of you are involved in one way
for
or another.
For sure. Throughout the community, you'll see us kind of making our way through a lot of the businesses that are doing their special events and just meeting with them and hearing more about, the successes they're having, the challenges they're having, and helping us tell that Owatonna story, I think, is what it's all about.
And is it safe to say that once we start getting into this holiday season, it just goes even faster, especially on your end?
It does. Yeah. In fact, that next week, we start to see a lot of our holiday activity pick up even more. The Steele County History Center will be hosting several events next week. The cookie sale is always a big deal. If you are loving those baked goods, that's a great place to start. They'll also be doing some Donnell House tours, which is always fun to hear more of the history of our Steele County area. They also will be doing Christmas in the Village. So that's kind of the History Center. They also have a market day, I believe, on the 4th. So check the calendar for all of the details, but they have some great stuff happening there.
And I want to focus on next Friday. Of course, yes. That's a big day, especially in downtown Owatonna. And I'm sure especially from the tourism standpoint, trying to get people in and things like that. Of course, we're talking about the holiday lighted parade making its return.
Definitely. One of our highest attended events actually all year long is the holiday lighted parade. I did hear Lisa say that all floats are booked. We had 80, I believe, that they cut off, and they are full. So 80 lighted holiday floats will be making its way through Cedar and around Central Park on Friday the 5th. If you're going down early, the kitchen is doing some cookie decorating for the kids, and there's a chili cook-off over at the Redemption Church, so you can get the cookies, the chili. I know Old Town Bagel will be open a little bit later than usual. Central Park will usually have some great specials for the night, so there's no reason to not get downtown just right after work and enjoy some of the stuff that is happening throughout the day.
Yeah, the beauty part of it, it's not just the parade. That just kind of kicks things off because a lot of the local businesses, like you said, are doing things. And then you have the official lighting of all the decorations in the park. And there's one very obvious new addition down there, too.
Yes, we are excited to be lighting our tree down in Central Park. If you've driven by, you will see a very large addition to Central Park this year. And we are looking forward to seeing that just be part of the lighting of the lights right before the carolers kick off their season with the Owatonna High School carolers. They do a couple weeks of making their way around to our local businesses, and that's always a great piece to that hometown holiday event as well.
And, you know, we're just kind of scratching the surface on next week.
Yes.
I've got a whole card here full of stuff, and most of this is happening next week. So
a lot of it, next week is huge. That's just a great way to kick off. I know that the Little Theater is doing Let It Snow. It's one of their Drama After Dark series, and you'll see that they have two shows, actually, at 2 o'clock and at 7 o'clock that day. You can get your tickets through the Little Theater. And then I think Triumph Graphics is also selling them through their box office down there, too.
Yeah, and these cards, you're going to have these all over the community so everyone can be in the know for what's happening.
Absolutely.
Right?
And you can always go to visitowatonna.org. That's a great resource to find out what's happening. It's also a great place if you're hosting an event. We really want to know about it so that we can share it with our community, and we'll get it on the calendar so that people know that your event is happening.
All right. And like I said, that's just the next week, maybe week and a half. There is plenty more to talk about that we got going, especially going into next year even. But first, we better kick it to our break here before we run out of time. So we are going to do that. We'll talk more about tourism and some of the events coming up with Glenda Smith from Owatonna Tourism. When your community connection, there we go. I could talk today. Brought to you by Keene Bank. Returns here on Cal's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cal's 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And we are continuing on with your Community Connection here on this Tuesday afternoon on Cal's 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio. Glenda Smith joins me. We're talking all about tourism and the just a couple of things that are going on, you know, that people can take in. You know, there's only a couple.
Yeah, don't ever tell us there's nothing to do in Owatonna. We will point you in the right direction.
Or you'll just create more.
Exactly. There's tons of opportunities.
Yeah, so we spent the last segment talking about the stuff that we got coming up here just in the next couple of weeks as we really get into the holiday season. But just because, you know, the holidays start to wrap up when we get into the early part of the new year, that doesn't mean that it starts to get boring on your end by any means.
At all. The fun continues into January. We have the Bold and Cold event happens mid to late January, right around the 19th. Goes through that next weekend. And we have been planning that since about when it wrapped up last year. So just finishing up some of those details. So look for some more event information about the Bold and Cold event right after the holidays kind of wrap up. But we've got them all planned out.
And I'm going to work on getting an order put into Mother Nature so you can have a couple of things that you haven't been able to do for a couple of years.
Yes, our snow sculptures, something that we just so love to see down in Central Park. It's been a few years since we've had the weather that will accommodate that. So we are definitely hoping for some extra snow from what we've had in the past years and enough cold to keep the snow there so that we can actually have the sculptures. So that's something that I'm hoping we can all look forward to this year.
So for those that are maybe newer to the community, what are some of the different things that are involved in that week?
Yeah, so Bold and Cold Week is just a really fun way to enjoy outdoor Minnesota. If we're going to live here, we might as well find ways to really embrace it, right? So we work very closely with our Park and Rec for a lot of the events that happen around the community. They do host a lighted walk down at Brook Tree Golf Course. They do, you'll notice the last couple of years, there have been extra ice rinks kind of around the community. They will continue to put those together, but there's some extra special events with the Rock on Ice that week. They got some music and lights that happen with that. Many, many different activities that happen around town. Through our Park and Rec. They also kind of throw in some maybe warmer type events, indoor events with the pool bingo that they typically, they'll host that over at the middle school. Lots of ways to get involved in that. And this year we're seeing community ed add some activities too that will, you'll look for that on the calendar as well. Last year we did some fat tire biking. The curling club helped host some activities, get to know curling a little bit. And so, looking at some of those activities as well this year.
Yeah, and you talk about having some of the stuff indoors because you just never know what we're going to get in January.
That's true.
You know, we're talking about that we want the colder stuff and some snow.
Yes.
Mother Nature's probably listening and saying, okay, try this.
Right,
and
exactly.
So just watch. We'll see what happens
there. Yep, there's snowshoeing and, you know, we have a great park. Kaplan's Woods is great for the cross-country skiing. So lots of fun ways to enjoy winter in Minnesota and Owatonna.
The way I kind of saw it last year, I didn't get to take part in a lot of the stuff just because of my schedule and such. Mm-hmm. But there were a lot of things on there that, you know, okay, I might have an interest in this,
yes,
but, you know, I don't maybe want to join the group full time just yet. I want to try it. This is your opportunity.
Yeah, you can kind of dip your toe in the water and check it out. And you have just a dedicated group of people that are hosting it that can help you walk through it if you're a newbie to all of that. And so it's a really great way to try things out without putting, you know, investing money into skates or snowshoes or that type of thing. Give it a try and see what you think. And you'll surely find something that you enjoy in our Minnesota winter.
And that full schedule, is it out there or is it still kind of being finalized at this point?
We are pulling the final details together. There is some information on visitowatonna.org on our annual events. You'll see kind of a list of things that are happening and we'll continue to add those through this month and have it ready to kick off right around the Christmas season.
All right. And yeah, that's just one series of events happening early in the new year. We got plenty more, but I think we've got maybe just a little bit of time to talk real briefly about the big bowling tournament
yes,
that you were telling me about.
So we are so excited. Spare Time is one of the host locations for the Minnesota State Bowling Tournament this year. Us and Faribault will be kind of co-hosting that. Great opportunity to welcome visitors to our community from all over the state. It's a 14-week tournament, so they start the end of January, go through the first part of May. So that is super exciting for our community to have the opportunity to host that. We're grateful for all of the work that Spare Time is doing to put all of that together. You know, hosting those tournaments are
awesome for
the community, but it's a lot of work and volunteers. So just great, and kudos to them for stepping up to be hosting that for our community. We're super excited about that.
All right. So again, we'll direct everyone over to your website to get all of the information for what's happening, because guess what? We ran out of time.
That went really quick.
Oh, it always does. So we are going to have to send it on Down the road, I guess we could say here, because we got your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review on the way here in under 3 minutes at the bottom of the hour. And then John Partridge will join you starting at 1 o'clock. He'll take you through your midday move brought to you by Simple Move right here on Cows 100.9. This has been your Community Connection brought to you by Keen Bank. And if you missed any of our segments, head on over to cowsfm.com. They all live there after the fact. I'm Corey Hogarth. Have a good one.